Welcome, friends, family, haters, stalkers, probably mostly haters and stalkers. I listened to Adderall Compliments because I actually miss Annabelle sometimes. Like, that was a good group of girls when they were nice, but they were just so mean to me. Anyway, so I listened to her, and I knew she would have my same stance on the Schwartz, Sandoval, Raquel thing. And actually, Rachel is Raquel in Spanish, so that's okay if she uses Raquel. So, anyways, I'm with you, Annabelle. I don't know why everyone's getting hate to Raquel. I guess that's because I dated married men, too, and I don't know why people always blame the woman when the man totally takes advantage of us. I lost my friendship with Stuttering John because I stuck up for Annabelle, by the way. Just in case you listen to this ever, Annabelle. Yeah. He's not my friend because he's friends with Danny Zucker. If you listen to John Melendez's podcast, Danny Zucker's always on there. If you only knew what I knew about those guys. Anyways, with that said, I hate churches. I hate religion because I hate everybody. I used to hate everybody that would try to preach to me. And I think that's the way they make it. Like, they make you not like those types of people because then you're kind of like cringe at the thought of, you know, following the Bible or reading the Bible or being into Jesus or anything. Trust me, I was like that too. But when you have a relationship on your own with our Father, it's completely different because that's the only thing that helps my anxiety right now. No medication, nothing else helps. Just dropping to my knees, humbling myself, sometimes peeing my pants because I get so scared and I'm crying so much. But I don't know. I don't care what people know anymore because I'm not hiding anything. I don't want to have to be worrying about watching my back, you know? What's going to happen is going to happen. And, I just think this world is sadly coming to an end. But people don't realize it. It's like the church age. This is a church age. If you read the Bible, it says to get out of the church and hide for the mountains. And that's because all men are corrupt. Now, government is a form of religion. They tell you what you need to do, supposedly to be saved. Are you kidding me? You're going to tell me that I have to get married, and that's the only way I'm going to get to heaven. That's what the Mormons think. You have to be married to go to heaven. After what I experience, do you think I trust the courts? And that's my argument. So any church that tells me I'm going to hell for being married, they're most likely corrupt because all they care about is the tax write-off and the money. I haven't met many churches that are fighting or speaking the truth besides, you know, J.D. Farag and Jack Hibbs. But even Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, blocked me on Instagram, which I don't know why. I took it as a sign, you know? So I don't know what sign you need or what sign anybody else needs, but this is it.